This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
I want to move on very quickly, if I can cover this, because I think it's important. Should the government agencies and essential public services be allowed to refuse cash in what's becoming a very cashless society? And by the way, I'm not blaming the government for the cashless society. That's us. We can blame ourselves for that, I suppose, over the last 20 or 30 years. We've adopted cards and tapping and all that kind of thing because it's convenient, I suppose. And then companies have responded by making things difficult for us to use cash, unfortunately. Thousands of people still rely on notes, particularly older people, and coins every single day, including the older people. These without bank accounts, people who struggle with technology and they're victims of financial abuse who may need privacy and independence. Yet the National Driver's License Service still does not accept cash directly, despite repeated government commitments that public services should provide a cash payment option. Supporters of cashless payments say they are faster, safer and more efficient. Critics say that refusing cash is discriminatory and removes choice from people who may have no practical alternative. Well, to talk to me a bit more about it, a woman who's on a campaign at the moment in relation to this is Senator Sarah O'Reilly from AIM2 for Cavan and Monaghan, and she joins me on the line. Sarah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. Thanks very much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Okay, I mean, the cashless kind of society is kind of our own fault, isn't it, over the last 20 years. Most of us have done it out of convenience and probably encouraged it, I suppose.
I would be one of those. I'd be guilty of that. Now, it's very handy to tap your phone, tap your watch, or, whatever means you have of tapping. But I do think that it's very important to have cash. So where possible, I do use cash, and I always take out an amount of cash every week so that I have it. I think it's important, and it's kind of, as you said, the responsibility is on us all to ensure that we keep cash alive. You know, after Storm Owen, especially in my town here in Balibur, nobody could get petrol, nobody could buy groceries. Our town was out of ESB for probably about 3 days.
No card machines,
no bank machines. No, our petrol stations were worked on credit cards. Mm-hmm. So we were very badly stuck here. We were out of ESB probably for 5 days, but until generators and everything started going, we had 3 days where the retailers in the town had to actually give credit, give tick, which is nearly a thing of the past.
Yeah.
And we were very, very lucky that retailers did that, and they trusted their customers to come back with cash and pay for their bills. And only for that, a lot of people were very, very stuck. Storm Aeon and a few of the recent big IT glitches all over Europe are big warnings to us.
Yeah, there was a big one in Spain there a couple of years ago. Do you remember that big huge one in Spain?
That's right. And yeah. I think it affected Dublin Airport. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are the big lessons that we need to be learning from. And I think, as you said, the onus is on us. However,
wasn't there an issue there recently with the GAA as well? Of course, there was older people trying to buy tickets for the matches and they couldn't.
And also,
lad on to me there a while ago that he couldn't cross on the boat to the Aran Islands because he had to buy the ticket online or something like that, and your man wouldn't take cash off him. I don't know how true that was, but it was also a problem. But you also mentioned the National Driver License Service as well. So these are government agencies. So government agencies, you know, they should make, well, they have made a commitment to continue to accept cash, but you're saying they're failing in doing that.
Well, I think in particular, government agencies, arms of the state, there is an onus on them And in fact, the government themselves explicitly say that they should provide cash services. In fact, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, back in 2023, called upon the NDLS to reverse their policy of refusing cash. And since then, Jack Chambers in 2024 has launched the National Payment Strategy. So the government themselves do see how important it is to keep cash, particularly in government agencies and arms of the state. And I just think that, they've followed it up now with a third thing called the Access to Cash Bill, where there'll be an ATM within 10 kilometres of any particular area, that no matter where you live, there'll be an ATM providing cash within 10 kilometres. But I think that it's disgraceful that a state agency like the NDLS is refusing to provide a cash option for people. And there are 350,000 people who do not have bank accounts. And I have people who've come
that's
to me...
That's actually, that figure astonishes me, by the way. I thought Bertie Ahern was the only person who didn't have a bank account. But
I got those figures when I was trying to stand up for people in against Cavan GAA, when Cavan GAA decided to go totally cashless and totally digital. And it really disenfranchised an awful lot of not just older people, but younger people whose phones didn't take to the app, people who had, like, definitely in rural parts of Cavan, there still is no broadband, Wi-Fi. Like, we still suffer from very bad coverage. And this was a huge problem. And I done a little bit of investigating on that. And there's 350,000 people, which is a substantial amount of people who have not got a bank account in this country.
That is a substantial amount. I didn't really believe the figure was that high. Like, that's a huge proportion of the population. A lot more than I imagined. That didn't have a bank account. That's just bizarre.
They don't have bank accounts. They may have a post office account, but they do not have bank accounts. And bank accounts is where the digital
probably rural Ireland, it affects more than, you know, the main cities, I suppose. I would imagine it affects more in rural Ireland.
I don't have those figures to hand, but yes, I would imagine that. But at the same time, I have people, young people, contacting me who are not digitally literate, who just deal with cash. Mm-hmm. And they were applying for their NDLS for their driving license, and they had to go to a pay zone and get money vouchers and go back. And it's just an extra hassle on people who don't really need it. And I just think when two ministers ask for an agency or ask an agency to mandate cash, which they're supposed to do, and they don't do it, I think there's serious questions to be asked.
There is more and more places, by the way, some of these coffee shops and what have you now, where they employ a lot of young people. They don't take cash. You'll see signs up, they don't accept cash. And the reason they don't is, I don't know, they just don't trust their staff, or their staff, or they don't trust them to handle cash. Maybe too many mistakes are made, I don't know. But they just don't want cash being handled on the premises. And it's a shortcut for a lot of these places. The other thing you want to talk about too, very briefly as well, Sarah, is obviously domestic violence. And that's in the conversation all throughout the week, I suppose. And this is another aspect to it, that, you know, somebody who maybe is being controlled financially by somebody else in a relationship, that they might want to side off a bit of cash in case they got to get out of there quickly or leave, you know, and if nobody's accepting cash or people are not accepting cash, that could be difficult, or if cash is not available to them.
Absolutely. And this is a very sensitive topic, Niall. Access to cash is critically important for victims of domestic abuse. Many women have a little fund, a runaway fund, and more and more payments are being made all the time into bank accounts. So very often, abusers prevent victims from having access to money by taking either their cards from them or their phones from them. And when we see those kind of indicators, that flags that there's a problem. And access to money and cash for these people is hugely important. As you say, they may have to leave quickly. Mm-hmm. An emergency fund for transport, for fuel, for temporary accommodation. And I have worked with a few women recently in the past few months who never have credit on their phone. And I always have to ring them at a particular time to ensure their safety. But they cannot ring me. And I think that that's of vital importance to women who are suffering domestic abuse. We need to ensure that they have access to cash and safety at all times. And I think we are failing on that front.
Well, this is an interesting topic that you've raised, and I think we're going to have to come back to it again in relation to this idea going forward. Of course, the government would love us all to have a cashless society, because then they could monitor everything, I suppose. But listen, thank you very much indeed for raising the issue. Ain't you, Senator Sarah O'Reilly? Thank you very much indeed for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.